Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
It is 30 minutes past the hour, and you're listening to Conversations Live, where we bring you the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. We want to thank those still joining us here on the radio dial at 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online through blogtalkradio.com. We're glad you all could be with us. Our next guest is someone that many of you have gotten to know because he's a part of the Ricky Smiley Morning Show, a very popular show, especially here in my home state of Mississippi. We're talking about Gary with the T. Gary is joining us live along with my guest co-host, Gail Amber, the host of Fashion Forward here on Conversations Live. Gary, welcome to Conversations.
Well, thank you, Cyrus. How are you doing this beautiful, Tuesday morning?
Tuesday. It is Tuesday.
Tuesday afternoon, I mean.
Exactly. And Gary, we're really glad that you could take out the time. I know you're on the air normally in the morning, so I know what it is to be going all the time. Gary, you know, your success really has been, I think, amazing. When I talk to people about, of course, the Ricky Smiley Morning Show, and then, of course, about Gary with the T, everyone's looking forward to what you're going to have to say. I know Gail's going to talk to you a little bit later about the color of the day that you've become really popular for. When you look at your success, though, Gary, what surprises you the most about what you've been able to do in the time you've been able to do it?
You know, Cyrus, I mean, you know, I never even really think about what surprises me the most. I'm just glad to be working, honey. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But you know what? I've been doing radio now for about 21 years now, actually.
Yeah.
For 21 years. And, you know, when I started off, I just started off by calling in a radio station one day when I moved to Dallas. And I would call in the radio station with Russ Parr, and I would go out to the remotes where they were, and one thing led to another, and I started working with him. Then he put me in his movie, one of his movies, and from there it's just been on working with Steve Harvey and Tom Joyner and now Ricky.
Yeah, it's
so it's been really fun.
Yeah, so you said over 20 years you've been doing this, and you have been able to not only work with a lot of people, you've inspired a lot of people. I mean, I see people, of course, tweeting about you, Gary, and of course, you know, people look forward to your reports on the air. You know, it's one thing to have a voice; it's another thing to make sure that voice matters. I mean, you seem to be able to do that. Why is it so important for you, though, to be true to who you are, and also to be able to do something that you love doing?
Because you know what, Cyrus, because nobody would have thought. You know, some people say, who would have thought? And my thing is this, you know, I mean, it's just really, it's really hard to explain. It really is, but my thing is, I don't wear my personality and my lifestyle on my shoulders, number one.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, you know, some people may say, well, you're gay or you're this and you're that. And like I tell everybody, I'm not gay or straight. Hell, I'm confused. So there you have it. But I just work and, you know, just try to do the best that I can, you know, and just, you know, I'm the type of person I like to, you know, like Oprah said, joy rise. I like to bring joy to people then because joy comes back to me,
mm-hmm.
You know. And my thing is, you know, to the young people out there and stuff, you know, people feel and think that, you know, it's easy doing this job. It is not easy. You know, I get up early every morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, honey, and when I go to bed at night, my mind is just ticking on what am I going to talk about the next morning, how I'm going to deliver the story, you know, and just how I'm going to entertain the people.
Right.
But at the end of the day, I stay true to myself because I tell everybody, I'm not for everybody.
Yeah.
And my thing is, you know, I got to do me and you do you, and then we all do each other, honey. It's just a big party, and, honey, you go on your way and I'm going mine.
Yeah. I know Gail is going to talk to you a little bit more about fashion. That's more her area, Gary, so I'm going to save that for her. But, you know, you're going to be in our home state here and not too long. As being a part of a fashion event here, you do, though, seem to be very tied to the entertainment industry. I know, of course, you know, you do remotes as well from the show, whether it's in California or going places with head crack there, being able to broadcast. The entertainment industry really has become a monster of its own. I know I heard you this morning, you were pretty animated about the situation with Kim Kardashian.
Oh, that tramp.
You know, I know a lot of people, you know, have you know, share your feelings about that. But do you feel as though, you know, your voice really gives way to the voice of a lot of people that may not have the avenue that you have of radio? Do you feel like that?
Yes. I do, because my thing is I say what a lot of people want to say but won't say. But there's one thing I would say about this, Cyrus. I'm very tactful with it. Now, I'm not trying to, you know, be no shock jock. or anything like that. But my thing is to just tell the truth and shame the devil. Because in a situation like with Kim Kardashian and stuff, honey, and her family, whatever, there's no way on God's green earth a black family could do what she's doing. No way. There's no way a black actress or anybody could do the things that she does, honey, especially with a black man, and get away with it. And everybody praise her.
Yeah.
That disturbs me. I'm sick of it, you know, and something needs to be said about it. I may not make a mark with that, but my thing is I'm going to still voice how I feel about the situation. Because like I said before, poor Corinne Stephens, a.k.a. Superhead, she did the same thing Kim Kardashian did, and ain't nobody raising her. She don't have no TV show. Her family not all marketing doing nothing. She don't have no sheets. She don't have no perfume. She don't have none of that. She did the same thing. But then on the other hand, too, I do know that we, as African Americans, we don't really have that many media outlets because, as they say, we're not very, we're not shutterbugs for one thing, so that's why they don't snap up pictures of us, and then we're not worthy to be talked about. But, honey, as long as I have my little platform, I'm going to say what I got to say.
Well, Gary, I think everyone listening would agree. I mean, it's a pretty large platform you have there. I mean, you've been able to share not only, of course, on the radio dial in states like we have here in Mississippi on stations, but also on the Internet as well. I'm going to go ahead and bring Gail into the conversation. Gail, I think you have a few questions that you would like to ask of Gary yourself. I'm going to turn it over to you.
Hey, Gary, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, Gail. How are you?
Just wonderful, just wonderful. I did want to start off with a question because there are probably some of our viewers that may not understand your catchphrase, Gary with the T.
Yeah.
And I wanted to just for you to give us a little explanation of what that means.
Let me tell y'all, babies, what Gary with the T means. Gary with the T means Gary with the gospel. You know, back in the days, it wasn't the slavery days, but it was back in the old gay days, when one gay to the other gay would say, girl, what's the T? She was saying, girl, what's the gospel? So I incorporated that with my name, Gary with the T. So I'm pouring you the gospel. So that's what it
gotcha.
Is.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. Because we have an audience that varies.
From
all backgrounds, all ages. So I know that, you know, there will be questions if they've never heard you on the radio before. You know, they're kind of like, well, what is that? You know, so that's my responsibility.
Yeah, well, now they know.
Exactly.
I'm D-O-E.
Well, Gary, I am interested in knowing what is your connection to fashion? How did you come about?
Oh, baby, let me tell you something. I love fashion, honey. I'm what you call a fashionista, okay? Now, I'm not one that just dress all crazy, honey, like those girls on Housewives of Atlanta with them pumps and all that mess. I'm a nice, subtle dresser, but I like classic things. I like timeless pieces. I like clothes that will never go out of style, something that you can buy today, honey, and you can wear 10 years later because it's a quality piece. My mama always told her kids, why buy quantity when you can buy quality? So,
exactly.
You buy some good pieces,
exactly.
Wear your good pieces, honey, and stuff, and you, girl, you'll never be out of style. You know, I mean, I know everybody can afford the finer pieces, but my thing is you got to learn how to shop. People need to know how to shop, honey. I shop everywhere. I shop at consignment stores. I shop at high-end stores. High-end stores are my favorite because you know why? People don't realize that these high-end stores have just as many sales as Target and Kmart. You know,
that's
and
right.
Walmart.
You're right.
You'll get you a nice piece
right.
Honey, at a high-end store, girl. And there you have it.
Mm-hmm. You stock up with a one good here and a one good piece there instead of having a closet full of stuff.
Exactly.
That's
good. You put it together, honey. You put it together like Oprah said. You put always my mom and my mom always told her son, you need to have a black suit, a gray suit, honey, and a navy blue suit. But I got pink, yellow, blue. I got them all.
Well, that actually leads me up to my next question, Gary. I love it. Where did you come up with the color of the day?
You know what? I'm a colorist. I love color. And you know what? I'm going to tell you this, too, honey. I am a manic depressive. I'm bipolar. And I'm serious about that. So I like color. My house is just colorful. But it's not cheap color, baby. I mean, let's make that correction. It is not cheap color. I have nice colors all over my house. I have yellows, black and whites, and zebra prints, and leopard prints.
Mm-hmm.
And you put all that together, honey, and it just makes a beautiful home. I love color. And I never forget when my grandfather died, may he rest in peace. My mama told me, she said, now, Gary, please don't wear none of those bright colors to your grandfather's funeral. And it upset me. Because I'm like, do you think I'm at you with a loud color suit to my grandfather's funeral? But it, now she's seeing all these colors, all these men wearing these cheap, ugly pinks and blues and powder blue suits. I would never wear that together. Bring that damn suit down, honey. Take that blue jacket and put some white pants on with it or some cream color pants. You don't wear all that blue together. They're looking like a cloud. But, you know, I get my color.
That's right. Look, you're going to have to start giving some real fashion tips. Okay.
Oh, yes. Yes, Glory.
That's needed. It is needed.
Yes, honey. And I know they dress wonderfully in Mississippi.
Yes, indeed. I hope you really enjoy yourself when you get down here. I really do.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, too. I'm looking forward to it. You know, I just hate crossing that Mississippi River, though, girl. I never forget the first time I crossed it. I was like, oh, my God. I was looking for light, camera, and action. But I'm like, this is it. And now when I'm crossing, I'm like, I'm terrified because I don't like bridges and I don't like planes, honey. But, you know, hey, we got to get there. So I'm looking forward.
Okay, it's going to be all right when you come. Trust me, it will be all right.
Yes, Lord. I can't wait to see y'all and meet y'all.
Okay, and for those listeners that are out there, I believe you gave a color for the day for the event. Is that correct?
Yeah, what was my color there? I'm trying to think of it, girl. It was, think of the color.
Let me think.
Magenta?
Was it magenta?
No, magenta was, that was yesterday. What was today's color, honey? Oh, no, baby. Oh, I forgot, girl. Today's color, girl, was Field Negro. How'd you forget?
Oh.
It was Field Negro. On the high end, it was Field Negro, and on the low end, it was nice mocha brown, girl. That was a great color.
Okay.
Yes, and a lot of people tweeted me with their Field Negro color on, too, honey. I mean, because I'm wearing it today. Honestly, I'm wearing a mocha brown, which is Field Negro. Now, let me tell you this real quickly, too, that we didn't talk about how I get the high end and the low end. The high end is for our real classy, our high-class listeners that don't want to deal with, you know, me saying, like, say, for instance, I might say that the color today is red. Well, our high-end listener and our sophisticated listener may not like that color red, so I have to give a high-end, which is scarlet, and a low-end is red for, you know, basic people like myself. So I have to give the low-end and the high-end. Girl, my phone's trying to die, too. The devil is a lie. But anyway, that's how you get the high-end and the low-end.
Okay, yes, definitely. I did wonder where that came from because I try to catch it every morning.
Yes, honey, that's where that comes from because we don't want nobody to be offended. We want the sophisticated people to get the high end, and we want the regular people like myself and y'all to get the low end. So, honey, everybody happy.
Okay. Well, I think we're getting close to our time. Is that correct, Cyrus?
Yeah, we are, Gail. I appreciate you being able to join us and for being able to share that insight with our listeners and with Gary. Gary, we know that our listeners can keep up with you, of course, in the mornings here in Mississippi. They can hear you guys here. But, of course, the online worldwide, they can find you guys at the RickySmileyMorningShow.com, and your page is on there. And you also are on Twitter as well. Let our listeners know how they can find you on Twitter.
You can find me on Twitter at Gary WD. And on my website is Gary Gossip. Is it Gary Gossip? Gary Gossip at net. Is it Gary? Oh, I forget. It's GaryWithTheT.net. That's my website, Gary, WITHBATEA.net. And my email is GaryGossip@net0.net.
Well, Gary, congratulations again for all of your success, and thank you for taking your time. I know you have full days. I appreciate you taking a few moments to be able to speak with us and our listeners today. I really appreciate it.
Thank y'all, and I'm looking forward to meeting y'all and seeing y'all. Y'all take care, and everybody, Merry Christmas, and we'll chat on Thursday and Friday, at least.
Thursday and Friday, okay. We're going to take a break here. When we come back, we have our music mix featuring Adele, her new single, Someone Like You. You're listening to Conversations Live here on the radio at 92.3 FM and online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com.